Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Friday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen.
Lord, in your anger, do not punish me. Alleluia.
Lord, in your anger, do not punish me. Alleluia.
O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger. Do not punish me, Lord, in your rage. Your arrows have sunk deep in me. Your hand has come down upon me.
Through your anger, all my body is sick. Through my sin, there is no health in my limbs. My guilt towers higher than my head. It is a weight too heavy to bear.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, in your anger, do not punish me. Alleluia.
Lord, you know all my longings. Alleluia.
Lord, you know all my longings. Alleluia.
My wounds are foul and festering, the result of my own folly. I am bowed and brought to my knees. I go mourning all the day long.
All my frame burns with fever. All my body is sick. Spent and utterly crushed, I cry aloud in anguish of heart.
O Lord, you know all my longing. My groans are not hidden from you. My heart throbs. My strength is spent. The very light has gone from my eyes.
My friends avoid me like a leper. Those closest to me stand afar off. Those who plot against my life lay snares. Those who seek my ruin speak of harm, planning treachery all the day long.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Lord, you know all my longings. Alleluia.
I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not abandon me, for you are my Savior. Alleluia.
I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not abandon me, for you are my Savior. Alleluia.
But I am like the deaf who cannot hear, like the dumb unable to speak. I am like a man who hears nothing, in whose mouth is no defense.
I count on you, O Lord. It is you, Lord God, who will answer. I pray, do not let them mock me, those who triumph, if my foot should slip.
For I am on the point of falling, and my pain is always before me. I confess that I am guilty, and my sin fills me with dismay.
My wanton enemies are numberless, and my lying foes are many. They repay me evil for good, and attack me for seeking what is right.
O Lord, do not forsake me. My God, do not stay afar off. Make haste and come to my help. O Lord, my God, my Savior.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now,
and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Do not abandon us, Lord our God. You did not forget the broken body of your Christ, nor the mockery his love received. We, your children, are weighed down with sin. Give us the fullness of your mercy.
I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not abandon me, for you are my Savior. Alleluia.
God has given us a new birth into a living hope. Alleluia.
By raising Jesus Christ from the dead. Alleluia.
From the first letter of the Apostle John. This is the message you heard from the beginning. We should love one another. We should not follow the example of Cain, who belonged to the evil one and killed his brother. Why did he kill him? Because his own deeds were wicked, while his brother's were just. No need, then, brothers, to be surprised if the world hates you. That we have passed from death to life, we know, because we love the brothers. The man who does not love is among the living dead. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that eternal life abides in no murderer's heart. The way we came to understand love was that he laid down his life for us. We too must lay down our lives for our brothers. I ask you, how can God's love survive in a man who has enough of this world's goods, yet closes his heart to his brother when he sees him in need?
By this we have come to know the meaning of God's love. Christ laid down his life for us.
And we should lay down our lives for our brothers. Alleluia.
We know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers.
And we should lay down our lives for our brothers. Alleluia.
From a treatise on John, by St. Augustine, Bishop. The Church recognizes two kinds of life as having been commended to her by God. One is a life of faith, the other a life of vision. One is a life passed on pilgrimage in time, the other in a dwelling place in eternity. One is a life of toil, the other of repose. One is spent on the road, the other in our homeland. One is active, involving labor, the other contemplative, the reward of labor. The first kind of life is symbolized by the Apostle Peter, the second by John. All of the first life is lived in this world, and it will come to an end with this world. The second life will be imperfect till the end of this world, but it will have no end in the next world. And so Christ says to Peter, "Follow me." But of John he says, "If I wish him to remain until I come, what is that to you? Your duty is to follow me." You are to follow me by imitating my endurance of transient evils. John is to remain until my coming, when I will bring eternal blessings. A way of saying this more clearly might be, your active life will be perfect if you follow the example of my passion. But to attain its full perfection, John's life of contemplation must wait until I come. Perfect patience is to follow Christ faithfully, even to death. But for perfect knowledge, we must await his coming. Here in the land of the dying, the sufferings of the world must be endured. There, in the land of the living, shall be seen the good things of the Lord. Christ's words, "I wish him to remain until I come," should not be taken to imply that John was to remain on earth until Christ's coming, but rather that he was to wait, because it is not now, but only when Christ comes, that the life he symbolizes will find fulfillment. On the other hand, Christ says to Peter, "Your duty is to follow me," because the life Peter symbolizes can attain its goal only by action here and now. Yet we should make no mental separation between these great apostles. Both lived the life symbolized by Peter. Both were to attain the life symbolized by John. Symbolically, one followed, the other remained. But living by faith, they both endured the sufferings of this present life of sorrow, and they both longed for the joys of the future life of happiness. Nor were they alone in this. They were one with the whole church, the bride of Christ, which will in time be delivered from the trials of this life and live forever in the joy of the next. These two kinds of life were represented respectively by Peter and John, yet both apostles lived by faith in this present, passing life, and in eternal life both have the joy of vision. And so, for the sake of all the saints inseparably united to the body of Christ, to guide them through the storms of this life, Peter, the chief of the apostles, received the keys of the kingdom of heaven with the power to bind and loose sins. And for the sake of those same saints, to plumb the depths of that other hidden life, John the Evangelist reclined on the breast of Christ. For it is not only Peter, but the whole church that binds and looses from sin. And as for the sublime teaching of John about the Word, who in the beginning was God with God, and everything else he told us about Christ's divinity and about the Trinity and the unity of the Godhead, which now, until the Lord comes, is all like a faint reflection in a mirror, but which will be seen face to face in the kingdom of heaven. It was not only John who drank in this teaching that came forth from the Lord's breast as from a fountain. All who belong to the Lord are to drink it in, each according to his capacity. And this is why the Lord himself has spread John's gospel throughout the world.
The God of all grace has called us to glory in Christ Jesus.
He will restore, support, and strengthen us after we have suffered for a little while. Alleluia.
He who raised Jesus from the dead will also raise us up with Jesus.
He will restore, support, and strengthen us after we have suffered for a little while. Alleluia.
Let us pray. Hear our prayers, O Lord, so that what was promised by the sanctifying power of your word may everywhere be accomplished through the working of the gospel, and that all your adopted children may attain what the testimony of truth has foretold. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.